show today, we have the United Nations Federal Credit Union's very own Pamela Agnone talking about their global sustainability program. So check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
How are you, Pam?
I'm doing good, Mike. Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. And thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule, too, to talk to us about a very interesting and important project you guys are doing right now. It's called the Global Sustainability Program. So before we dive in a little bit deeper, can you give us a quick overview on what the Global Sustainability Program is all about?
Sure. I think the best way to start is from the beginning, and that's about in 2008. We had a group of very passionate employees, about six staff members, that were very in tune with the environment, and they set out to build awareness and engagement and to educate their colleagues about sustainable ways that folks can conduct their work life and their personal life.
Oh, really?
Since that time, it's completely transformed and morphed into a 40-person strong global sustainability program.
Wow. And
this group has developed a sustainable action plan for the credit union, and we're very proud to announce that the credit union, United Nations Federal Credit Union, is carbon neutral as a result of this team's efforts. So we're very excited about that.
What does carbon neutral mean for those out there who that might be a kind of a new term for them?
Sure. It means that the credit union, through its operations, has either reduced its energy consumption and carbon emissions and then offset the remainder such that we have a neutral climate impact in terms of our operations.
Very nice. Very nice. And so what does it consist of? Are there projects, the mission, goals, et cetera? How's it work?
Well, I would tell you that, it really started at the beginning with our support from our board, who has been very oriented around corporate social responsibility. Mm-hmm. And that's been the case for a number of years. And if you consider our sponsor, the United Nations, mm-hmm. and their work, thinking about their agenda for 2030, they're working toward the Sustainable Development Goals. Maybe you've heard of SDGs, they're commonly referred to. And these are initiatives that are designed to improve the human condition. And they include things like ending poverty, providing access to education for everyone, gender equality, and of course, climate change management. And that's amongst some of the 17 goals. So our initiative and our program is in direct alignment with the sponsor. And so it begins within that framework. And from there, the mission was to work to begin to bring UNFCU's operations into a mindset that considers sustainability with all of its business decisions. And so we were working to get alignment with our leadership team, with our staff, and really to provide that framework in the form of a sustainability action plan that looks over a 5-year time period and has some goals around paper consumption, around energy usage, and waste management in ways that we can be more sustainable and maintain, most importantly, our carbon neutral status.
Very nice. And so what was the spark that created this program? Why did you guys embark on an endeavor like this?
I would say first and foremost, it was inspiration drawn from our sponsor, the United Nations. Secondly, this passionate group of staff that really cared about the environment, and it kind of caught from there and perpetuated into our business operations. Mm-hmm. Our senior mm-hmm. leadership team adopted and supported it, and really the board was a great proponent of our sustainability activities.
That's usually where it starts. And it's so cool to see a credit union kind of embarking on something like this. It really kind of continues to define and solidify who we are, and it's just really kind of cool. So now you guys have also collaborated with a number of other notable organizations for this program as well. Can you tell us who they are and what's involved with these relationships?
Sure. We have a number of partners that helped us to achieve this success. And first would be the UN's very own greening network, UN Greening the Blue. We're there with UN officials and experts on sustainability. We get to participate with them, collaborate with them, attend the events that they're attending, and just learn their best practices so that we can build that into our own sustainability plan. And then some of our partners from our facilities and real estate management team include Envision Realty Services. These folks are also sustainability experts,
okay.
and it helped us with our LEED certification. In fact, 78% of the credit union's real estate is LEED certified, and we continue to work to achieve gold status for our headquarters building, among other.
Right on. And so just kind of getting your take here, what do you think this effort says about credit unions?
Well, I think credit unions in general, when you think about our industry as a cooperative industry, people helping people, by extension, isn't that people helping community? And by helping community means helping the planet.
Yep.
So I think there's a great opportunity for our industry to come together and make a larger impact on climate change. And, you know, we here at United Nations Federal Credit Union would welcome the opportunity to host some type of a collaborative summit on managing, you know, sustainability across credit unions within our industry. And we welcome any credit unions that are interested in that.
Yeah, I think you might get a few takers out there. Hopefully a lot of takers. So it's a really cool program you guys have created. So to wrap up here, Pam, I mean, what advice do you have for other credit unions who may be wanting to do something similar? Because I think this could be very infectious in a good way.
Yeah, definitely. So first and foremost, you want to get commitment and buy-in from the top, mm-hmm. Your board, your senior management team. I'd say the second most important thing is to work with an expert. We were very fortunate to identify a sustainability expert, Kimberly Kuzmenko from Kuzmenko & Company. She comes from Colorado. Apart from being just a fabulous, knowledgeable professional in the sustainability space, her style, her ability to work with our leadership team, it just was a perfect fit. And really, together as a partner, that helped us frame out our plan and get the ball rolling and the action moving. So that was very important. And then another key piece of this is having the right resources on your sustainability in-house team. For us, you know, just measuring our carbon footprint, it was a very big exercise in data collection, data analysis, mm-hmm. and then data validation. So you want to have folks from your IT community, the data gatherers, the data analysts, part of your team, and your facilities management team is also a very important partner to make this successful.
Very nice. Do you have any data? I mean, how far along are you guys with this program? Do you have any data to share? Or
so right now, we're going into our second year. Our okay. baseline is 2015.
Okay.
As I mentioned before, we are carbon neutral. We have 78% of our office space is LEED certified. We're working toward paper reduction goals. Here's an example where sustainability is good business. We made one business decision last year. We said, you know what, let's go away from paper ballots for our annual general election, instead use e-ballots.
Mm-hmm.
So that resulted in the reduction of almost 6,000 pounds of paper.
Wow.
But better still, we saved about $40,000 in postage. And that was a way for we could get the business leaders to say, you know what, sustainability is good business. And even if you don't subscribe to this as your own personal philosophy,
mm-hmm.
everybody can get into, wow, I can perform better in my operation mm-hmm. by sustainability.
Well, yeah, I mean, something so simple, I mean, just really paid dividends off.
It adds up, and you don't realize until you put it all together in a plan that you can share with the entire organization.
Yep. Hey, can I ask you a favor? Can we check in down the line, maybe 6 months or another year from now, to see how it's going? Because I really like to stay on top of these things and see how it's going.
And I'm sure we'll have more to share at that point, so I'd love to be able to tell you about it.
Very cool, Great. Pam. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat with us about this important project that you guys are, this program that you guys are doing. So keep up the good work and look forward to checking in down the line to see how you guys are doing with it.
Well, thank you so much, Mike.
You're welcome.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.